I guess the man really took me for a ride. He was a convicted criminal. He'd spent nearly all of his adult life in prison, and he claimed to have come to a place of repentance. He was out of prison at that time and felt that he had come to a place of repentance, but he still had charges against him from another crime, and he sought counseling from me, and I was happy to befriend him and to try to work something in his life and help him to follow Jesus Christ. Well, he got convicted of this other crime he said was a setup or whatever, and the sentence was for a number of years. I visited him in various prisons around the state. They transferred him around different places. But to make a long story short, I really got flim-flam by this fellow. And I don't believe that he really had a repentant heart. The repentance that he claimed did not bring forth the fruit. That is a changed life, a changed direction in his life, a changed attitude toward God, a changed attitude toward his whole life. That's what repentance brings. Listen to what John said when many came to him for baptism, Matthew 3, verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, O generation of snakes, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits that are worthy for repentance. Do not say within yourself, We have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. But now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which does not bring forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. You see, when people come to a place of repentance, there is a huge change that happens in their attitude and toward their desires. I can always tell when someone gets saved if they truly, truly come to faith, to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, because without prompting, they will begin going around and straightening out the bad things that they have done as much as possible to the people they have hurt and trying to make it right, to restore money they've stolen, to try to repair as much as they can the wrongs that they have done, and then trust to grace for the forgiveness of their sins. That's fruit that's worthy of repentance. Let's pray. Father, thank you for teaching me about repentance. Thank you, O Lord, that you helped me. There's no way that I could repair all the wrong I had done, but what I was able to do, you helped me. And I pray, O Lord God, that you would help each person who's listening to this to have a truly repentant heart. In Jesus' name, amen.